if I were Sting and everybody thought Every Breath You Take was a love song, I would think that was hilarious and wonderful. It's more that I don't want people to... I want them to have their own ability to interpret the songs. You know what I mean? As opposed to feeling like me or the critical apparatus is sort of like handing them the interpretation.
If Acarville River wants you to think for yourself about their music, then they certainly provide plenty of raw material to do so. This Austin, Texas band made a name for themselves with thematically based records, and they take a slightly different turn on their new album, I Am Very Far. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. Acarville River formed in 1998, and after several releases, they started to create larger works based loosely on themes. They've covered topics like heroin addiction, popular and celebrity culture, and the empty lore of the rock and roll lifestyle. Not that Acarville River is heavy-handed. They manage to get their ideas across without being preachy. Plus, they combine it with music that twists and turns, creating its own drama. Their new album is called I Am Very Far, and it's a set of songs that are combined emotionally, but not thematically. They joined me in the studio, and I got to ask singer Will Sheff about his songwriting process.
I just randomly have an idea. I wake up in the middle of the night with an idea in my head, which is how The Valley was written, or I can't sleep on a plane, and I suddenly have an idea for a song, which is how Rider was written. And then later on, I get a chance to sit with an instrument and actually put music to it.
Do you have a pad or anything you keep on you just in case?
Well, this is not very poetic or romantic, but I use my phone. I have all these like files of ideas.
That's technology,
and stuff,
man. Yeah.
I mean, it's actually, I'm ashamed to say it because it's just so not romantic, but it's actually a great tool when you're just sort of like, bah, I have an idea. I'm going to scrawl it down, you know, on this, or I'm going to type it really quick into my phone. And then you sometimes forget it's there. I forgot The Valley was there. And then I was like, oh yeah, that's right. Because I literally wrote it basically when I was half asleep. So it, and then a week later I was like, oh yeah, I wrote that song.
Watch the sun switching in the sky off and on where our friend stands bleeding on the late summer lawn. A slick back, bloody black gunshot to the head. He has fallen in the valley of the rock and roll dead.
There's another song on the record that I think is sort of the most groove-filled song you've done, and that's Pirates, which I mm-hmm. think has a little bit of a, not so much disco, but almost there's just this running kind of funkiness to it that yeah. maybe isn't necessarily what you guys have always done.
Well, in the past, we would do like on a song like Unless It's Kicks or something like that. That's an example of a very kind of antsy, spazzy guitar rock sound. And I guess that I started to get a little bored with that, and I started to feel like the music that really spoke to me wasn't about like brash guitar energy. It was about like grooves, and that grooves were sort of a really more universal aspect of what's appealing about music too, and that's just it's there's something so primal and basically fun about a groove. So that was sort of a goal, and we didn't ever really talk about it overtly on this record, but I think that everybody in their mind was like, we're not really doing a rock out thing, we're doing a sort of a groove and a dig down thing.
And it's two, and your sister's slip, it falls. And the afternoon crawls across the room and tackles her.
That was Ockerville River playing live in Studio A with Pyratus and The Valley. Their new album is called I Am Very Far. Take 5 was produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.